רבי יהודה פישר.
You ready? Okay, some months ago I came to the realization that Marks and Spencer have decided to cut the material a bit shorter than it used to be. I finally put my arm back with my tefillin into my sleeve. So, Bres Breira, I had my this arm, the sleeve, hanging over my shoulder. I was a bit upset about it because, as far as I remember, I never davened that way. Poshe the Chalongunuman, as you wear your jacket, the way you wear your jacket. So, I wasn't sure if that's the correct way to do. If you haven't got no choice, you haven't got a choice. But I started to stick with my iron in exactly what we're supposed to or look like in terms of levush b'shas davening. So, the Rambam states that you've got to make certain achonos for davening, some which are ma'akev tefillah, and some which are tzorich ha-mispalel lihizori b'hen v'la'asayisom. And one of them is tikkun ha-malbush. So Rama Zoy, Ketzad Matakin Malbushov, how do you make sure that your clothing is correct? Tchilo Mitzay Natsno Yimahadev. So make sure that you look presentable. Shenem Ma'ar Posuk, Yishtachvu L'Hashem Behadras Kodesh. So Rama says Zoy, so what are you not allowed to be doing? L'yamayt B'tfilo B'apundosoy, you must be wearing your money belt. V'loy B'roish Mugula, don't get in on a couple or without something on your head. You have to be wearing trousers. Okay. So, Bekitza, you have to be dressed properly. Right? Certain things you can't wear. You have to wear something on your head. And you can't go around with uncovered legs. Unless that's a normal way to go around. And I'll show you a paskant in Shulchan Aruch as well. So, Mishaburo over here, almost a few lines of Mishaburo discusses certain things that one should be wearing, where Pshas davening. So he starts off concerning Rosh Megula. So he says, that's Poshet, you're not talking about a Holen Kop, you're not wearing anything on your head at all. Yeah, so what do you mean? He says, Azoi, that you got a choice between wearing a kapel or a hat. Yeah, so he says, Azoi, Ubezmaneinu, Sorich, Lahosim, Be'ez, Hatfila, Koiva, Beroishoi. Gotta wear a hat. Kederech shoheilech beruchoyv, the way you go dressed in the street. Veloy bekoiva hakoton shatachas hakoiva. Not with a small hat. Yeah, I imagine it's a couple, which is underneath the hat. Why? Kein derech lamoit kein lifnei anoshim chashuvim. So here it's got, seems to be two hagdoros over here. It starts off saying that you have to wear a hat. Beroyshoy kederech shoheilech beruchoyv, the way you go dressed in the street. And then he says, because that's not the way you would go and present yourself. Lifnei anoshim chashuvim. Yeah. So you can now debate. So maybe things have changed. Yeah. And no one walks around with their bowler hats and their right, the umbrella over their arm, etc. The way they used to in the city. Maybe they still do. I don't know. I've been there for a long time. Okay. Or do we say that things have changed? Yeah. That people maybe nowadays don't always wear a hat when they go in the street. But then he goes and changes it a bit. And he says, it's not the way you go, lamoid lif kein lifnei anoshim chashuvim. Yeah, there you go, more formally dressed. Yeah, hence the title, formal or casual. Okay? So nowadays everything, I don't know, you know, the hagdoros of what's formal, what's casual, it could be the goalposts have changed a bit over the years. But halacha lemaisa, dafataka rein klaren. When Moshe Bura mentions over here, kederech shoheilech beruchoyv, so in times when people had a certain mode of dress or code of dress for going in the streets, so that would be magdir, how you have to be dressed, b'shas davening. Or does it go according to lifnei anoshim chashuvim? So Maisa, Baruch Hashem, I found that in Tzitzel Yezer, he, Taka Mamish asks his shayla. Right? And he says that the Mishabura is bouncing between two different possible situations, right? It could be that in the street you'd have to go without a hat or without a jacket. Yeah, could very well be possible. But you go and speak to a chreis, the bank manager, right? Wherever any person's hagdora or noshim chashuvim, then you go more, you know, properly dressed. Yeah, you wouldn't go chreis. Yeah, could, yeah, could very well be. All right. Yeah, so I'm saying so. The hagdoras could change. So he's got the whole discussion about this. Gan Sarichas, right? He says that's poshut. First of all, that we speak about over here, the Rosh Megula, Avada doesn't mean a Havamina without anything on your head. But he brings over there a famous story that's from Sefer Chemdas Yomim, he quotes it from Mogen Giborim. He says that there was a time of the Arizal, somebody called it Bisro Najar. I think he's a Mechaba of the Kariboy. Yeah, and it was a Gavaltiga Mechadish in Piyutim and Shirim. And the story brings over there is that the Arizal once noticed that Malochim, thousands of Malochim were coming down to the Bisro Najara's house to listen to his Shirim. And suddenly the Arizal sees that there's one Malach comes along and tells all the Malochim to go away. Disappear, go away, kum nisht. You see, because Bisro Najara was sitting there, Shloi B'derech covered. Yeah, by the way, he was sitting with his kapel and his shirt sleeves. Yeah, so straight away the Arizal sends two to our Talmidim, go straight away to Bisro Najara and tell him, kach v'kach, hava ha-maisa. The Mamash got the shock of his life, right? Straight away, as long as Tom Bader covered, and the Malachim came back. Yeah, so by stories, as that was what was demanded of him. So much so, he brings them a Nacha Maisa, that he wanted to say Sora, and they wanted to be Mitzaref a few Choshev Tomit Rechomim, the Samash, the Gedoyla Adoyr Dotten. So one of the Gedolim came to Chaim Vital with suggestions who he suggests should be. And he mentioned Bisro Najara's name. And he said, no, aim nisht. Why? Because this with a couple. Right? In Santazach. Okay? Maisa, the Tzitz Eliezer, Paskin, Halocha Le Maisa, he's quite bachim over here. And he says, that a filler, Samazay, can make it sign. That you can walk around with even a small couple, like Ramosha says. Yeah, Ramosha wasn't so much on the size of the couple, the Ikrim Dafkin Episa couple. Or he says, Ramosha is only speaking about walking around Stamazoy, of a Zicha, the Esa Tfila. He brings over here from Kama, more the Poskim, Yaskol Avdi, Hilaloima. Right? He says that that's Poshet, that's Bashas Tfila. You have to go either with a hat, or at least with a special couple for Tfila, which covers Roiv Roishoy. Right, so you got a choice. Either a hat, either something that covers Roiv Roishay. Also, like I saw in Moshe Shtembuch, he's also hacked over here. He says he heard that so people say that even when they go to speak to somebody important, they go without the hat, without the jacket. So Mele come again, Davin Azoichet. He says, no. Doctors, that's communist. We want to be Chavirim. We're all equal over there. There's no one higher, no one lower. But we're catching up with the people. So the Avada, he says, it's Poshet, we're catching up from the gas. The way people go dressed nowadays is Eshon Shoyskehalten. I've become to stand, listen to Melech HaMelech, Melech Baruch Hu, to Davin, it's Poshet. You have to go mamash b'derech kovod, and he says definitely kolchkein b'nei Torah about the daf halt in the Gemara, and which the Mechaba says over here derech hachomim tamdein sheispalu elok shei matufim. You have to go properly dressed. Okay, so this will be given as hagdora say legaba a hat, and lechayra also legaba a jacket. Yeah. Yeah. So no, this is atzvila, right? There is about extra things because of cover based kinesis. Right, but poshut chiyuv tefillas mechayiv you to wear something on your head, which is right more like a hat or something like a large kapel. Yeah, shachris most people wear the talis on the head, which is about the same thing. The sort of Chaim Kaminsky says that wearing a talis on the head isn't only b'shas shmunesra; it should be right from the beginning of davening, from Pesukim Zimra, definitely. Others say b'shas kesatayra, also you should have a talis on your head. So nice it comes out that many poskim say that you should have your head covered. Yeah, and who are then wearing a jacket seems to be also given amongst many poskim that you should wear a jacket as well. The Maisa found a dissenting view. This is from the Mishnas Yosef. The Yosef Livman is a Sadigera Rav. Yeah, from the Rav of the Sadigera Kela. And he also quotes this, the Shulchan Aruch with the Mishabura. So he says, Azoi, he's clearing over here. Do people take a matpid only to go dressed formally when they go to see somebody choshuv? He's waiting, maybe yeah, maybe not. He brings over here, he says, some people can sit in parliament and sit with the shirt sleeves. Right? And also they'll go in the street like that as well. Yeah, right, I heard somebody told me it was recently in London, which part of London exactly, but twice it's in the choshuv part of London, and it was almost a boiling hot day. He saw those people, right, who work in the city, It may be, I don't know, 28, 29, 30 degrees. We're almost wearing their jackets. I'm schwitzed. That's the way you go. Finished. I remember a place many years ago, Rashiva Rabbi Rakov and Chayel once gave a schmooze. And he said, a policeman, this was then, right? Even that's changed nowadays. Right? A policeman you never see without his hat and jacket. Why? Because that's his uniform, right? That's what it is. So he made it a poshita, a Rashiva Bacha. He goes out in the street, yeah? He goes out in the street, hat and jacket, huh?
Talking
Paris to God. Talking Paris to God, yeah, I feel him in Schwitz often, yeah, I'm under the spodic. Right? Selfnished. Yeah. The Meister, Mishnas Yosef, he says, as somebody who's not accustomed to generally wear a hat and a jacket, stamazoi, that means he goes out taka more casually, say, Nechlama, make it a din, when he's davening, he's not mechoyev to do any more than that. Yeah? But he writes, Ubavadai, this is his words, Ubavadai, Yirei Hashem, Umedaktakei HaMitzvois, Loiv Shem Koiva, Umeil Litfila. Right? Umeil meaning a jacket. Yeah? So, he says, make it a din, it could be somebody who doesn't generally wear a hat and jacket when he goes out in the streets, or chweis, it could even be that he'll go to the bank manager just with a shirt. Right? And trousers, of course, right? But he doesn't have to go more than that when he's coming to davening. Okay, that's his opinion. But it still says, Dr. Mitzvahs should taka wear a hat and a jacket for davening. He says, rather, somebody is acting as a shliach tzibur, that's poshut hazoi. Right? There he says, a poshut has covered that tzibur. It could even be that when you own tefillah, maybe not chayiv, but you poshut acting as a shliach tzibur, then avad hazoi. Oh, so coming back to the shaila of not being able to get your hand into your sleeve jacket, yeah, what's it called, yeah, right, because of your tefillin. So in Santazach I found, Kodim Kol in Kafachayim, page of Santazach, it says that if your sleeves are too narrow, and you have to take them off in order to put your tefillin on, so he says as though these words, Sorech lechaltsom, yipnei levishas ha-tefillin, it's Sorech lachsoir ulelovshom, achatach. So after putting your tefillin back on, you got to put it back up, but you put your sleeve back in. He ain't covered lamoid kach lifnei hamelech ulispaleil yad chiletzes v'yad leveshes. Right? You can't daven with one sleeve on and one sleeve off. Yeah, like you can't daven with one shoe off, one shoe on. Right? It's a gainish. Yeah, so you can't daven one hand in and one hand out. Yeah. Oh, very good. So I was querying what's over your shoulders, right? Is that called the derech levish or not? So in front of that, I found recently, because Sefer called Ali Arozim, which is a Betlech, a Maisus from Ramesh Shmuel Shapira. This is not written by Chayov. And the person writes over there, he says that Ramesh Shmuel didn't manage to get his hand back into his sleeve and put his jacket, his rattle, over his shoulder. Yeah? He says, as though, it's in Santa Machloikis. Chazanish Halt, as Shabbos, even where there's no Eruv, or you don't hold of the Eruv, you can wear your jacket over your shoulders, as long as it's properly on. Yeah, so you do a Chaznish, we used to go for Shpatzir, Shabbos in Bnei Brak, he didn't hold of the Eruv, he definitely went early because it's disturbed the posture people carried, but it was very hot, it was kind of uncomfortable, he'd take his rekel off, and put it over his shoulders. Ege Halten, does his mamash, derech, Levisha, no shaila whatsoever. So Lefizeh, the Chumash Shmuel, there's absolutely no problem with having your sleeve hanging over your shoulder as long as it's properly on. Kodach Hasanish, you can even. Oh, no, so that's cool. That's cool wearing it, right?
Well,
yeah.
That's the queen.
Sorry?
It's called a Levish, but you want to speak like longer with a jacket over your shoulders.
Alright, yeah.
So,
okay, alright. Mitzad Sheini, Shrei Mazalma says, Bashum Ponim Voifim. Alright, he's Machmi Legabe Shabbos, and therefore Hu Adin Legabe Tvila. Alright, so Mamish Tolu Hobaha. Right, if Legabe Shabbos is Mutter, that's called Derech Levisha, you have no problem whatsoever. Yeah, you can even wear, yeah, both sides on your shoulders.
And it's not Tolu Hobaha, so even if you hold the Levisha, it still doesn't get it on.
With one side, yeah, one side up, one side on. Okay, right. And, well, by Legabe wearing your jacket over your shoulders for davening Stamazoi. Right, both sides, yeah. And Legabe and Kodim Shema Zalman, it's not called Derech Levisha, therefore you can't. Yeah? And then I saw this Sefer Ishei Yisrael, it mentioned from Chaskar Bramsky, he says you should never wear a jacket like that. Stamazoi, in Sant, right? Okay. The Maisa, that's the Machloikas. Oh, so go back to Tfilin, you're going to tie in that what? You got one side properly, or one side mamash off. Yeah, so then this is, I don't know, if you haven't got a choice, so that's the best you can do. Right? Or Belchayra, if he's there, to have it hanging down, now some people do, they button up, I leave this, right, you know, hanging down. Lechayra, that's mamash, that's worse. Oh, so that like I saw in Pisgei Tshuvas, he wants to say that you're wearing a talis over, that'll be okay, right? So that'll be good if you're married, or you're from, right, the people, Yakas in the Ingarisha, right, who wear the talis even before the chasna, right, which is Amos the Din, okay? Those who make it have a reason for it. Yeah, so it's an old reason. Yeah, of a bochrim, then it's a problem. So you also say, good, it's kanzayin bochrim with yeshiva, would even go with the yeshiva azoy, right, in the shirt sleeves, right? Maybe yeah, maybe not. Of a nafka minna would be practical nafka minna. If you want to rely on the fact that because it's filling, you have the choice. Bochrim, you can't get your hand into your sleeve, so you'd be making right at least doing your best. Yeah. So he wants to tie in azoy very poshut, reshchaydish. With Musaf, you've already taken your tefillin off, yeah. Then you're going to have to put your arm back into your sleeve properly, right? Yeah, right? First poshut. Yeah? Okay. So that is benegeya to wearing a hat, wearing a jacket, and how to wear a jacket. Another shaila, which is actually more of a winter shaila, are you allowed to wear your outside street clothing, your overcoat, your raincoat, right? Your gloves, your scarf for davening? So it's da azoy. Mishaburo brings down from a Bach. It says gam ein lil boish beisa tfila bota yadayim shkerin henshich. Yeah, henshkis, right? Kederech oivrei derochim. Where people go when they're traveling or go out in the streets. The koyre ani aleim al tviyeni regel gava beyad rishoim al tenideni. Right, very sharp of that. Yeah, so you can't wear gloves. Yeah, you can't wear gloves. Yeah. As if you're wearing the gloves because your hands are cold, and poshut, if your hands are cold, Amalek can stay you from davening, and it's noticeable that you're wearing them, the kind of gloves which keep your hands warm, yeah, is then no problem whatsoever. Either Mishubura, he says that Mishubura is talking about either work gloves, either place of builder's gloves, you know, whatever it might be, or he's talking about zelcha gloves which you wear as derech kovod. Yeah, like your people out there in Buckingham Palace, they've got the zelka and the gloves. So to wear that b'shas davening, that's already derech gaiva b'shachatz. But if it's muchach that you're wearing your gloves because you're cold, he says no problem. And who adin the poskim say when again to wearing a coat? Yeah, stamazoy shouldn't wear your coat. So people rush in the chayes from the street into mincha. They haven't got time. It's the chayes richtig. Yeah, to keep your coat on. Yeah, but if you take wearing it because they haven't put the heating on in the shul, yeah, for whatever reason it might be, and you take freezing. Yeah, then you can tuck away your coat for davening as well. And when I get to a scarf, that's so interesting. I saw in the Pisgei Tshuvos, he brings down a shtickle from the Imre Emes, B'Shem Nechdush Arim, that you shouldn't wear a scarf B'Shas davening, because it's a mechitza between the Moyach and the Leif. Right? Vim, Tishal, Vosim, Tatai. Yeah? Now you're getting nervous. Yeah? Says, look, name. The tie is different. A tie is a kishut for your shirt. Right, it makes you look. You show the presentable. It will tie them. Right, is my kiddush. That if you wear a tie the whole day, because that's the way you feel dressed, then lechayy you have to wear a tie for davening as well. So a person has a job, the svodet, that you should wear a tie. Yeah, then lechayra is davening is like guram is there. Some of the time I forget. Like you take your boots off, right, if they work boots, or there's a doctor, filler, the moshel, he's got a nice white coat, but that is working things, right? So you take them off b'shas davening, yeah? So someone's kind of, no, I'm only wearing the tie because it's work clothes. Okay, the student, yeah, I don't know, lechayra nish. Lechayra pshat is that that's the way you feel more presentable, that's the way you go around. Yeah, so in the chlamot, lechayra for davening, you don't have to wear your tie. Huh? Okay. Another shaila is maybe not so negev in England, but now it's true. You got a lot of people who wear the summer of the competition, and if they get wet, they get ruined. So you put a plastic bag over it. Can you daven with a plastic bag over your hat? All right. So huh? Why not? Yeah, you wouldn't go to meet the queen like that, wherever it poshut, right? So Shlomo Zalman zogt azoy. If it's a zami in plastic that's made to fit on the hat properly, right? So it becomes part of the hat, so to speak. Right? But if you take a kosher saver's bag or a haver's bag, you're advertising for them, and lechayre nisht. Yeah, that'll be out. Okay, just to finish off, right? We're looking sort of downwards. To shoes and socks. Right? Yeah? So shorts are there. You want to hear about shorts? So I'll punk so tonight about shorts. I saw a statement Tfilah Kalocha. I'm going to back through a few more points. It says, people who go around all day with shorts, the moshel, people on the kibbutzim, so they could take a daven as well. But not als shliach tzibur. Right? So again, you've got the same idea. That's the way they go around over there. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. Azoy Gepaskant Rabbi Yosef. Right? Yeah, so Stam Azoy Efshanisht. So a person who happens to be Dafshan, I said, come to Shul with shorts, basefinish, in these sort of places. Right? Huh? Oh, so according to Rambam, where it says that if that's on the derech to go lift the Agudoylim, Avadinisht. Right, so you've got a call over there, because the whole Chveis Kibbutz goes around Azoy, so maybe that's the heter. But in the people live in regular, right, built-up places, right, you don't go around like that. So you've been pasnished. Okay, so the chayra shorts, even at home, wouldn't be the right thing to daven in. Yeah, the same thing also, pyjamas, shteit klaz nisht, a person is not well, it's a different story, but even then it says, if he can, he should put his jacket over, yeah. Maaseh Mishbura zogt, that to chayn ein noch in espalel bekaftan, yeah, it doesn't mean the shayma kaftan, it means as a house coat, ubegu dak tachtein over shloflop, with a dressing gown. These are all things, you wouldn't open the door, right, present yourself, when you have to present yourself in the proper way, with your dressing gown on. Yeah, person's not well, right? That's why he's going around because he's stuck in the house. It's a different story, yeah? Or, but if it's a nice, clean, or a person has a tish package, it's not a problem. But that's the way you're taking guests as well. That's not a problem. Just to come to footwear, is Meister Mishbura Zogt Azoy. Mishbura Zogt Einis Parabot Shekhaim Shopishton. They've got different kinds of socks that they would wear, right? Different kinds of things, yeah? Today, I think the Shaila is Crocs. This is my personal thing. It bothers me. Yeah? Crocs, in my mind, are casual. Yeah, mamash casual. Yeah, you wouldn't go to an important meeting, unless you've got a problem with your feet. Right? You wouldn't go to an important meeting wearing Crocs. Yeah, so a lot of people walk around with Crocs in the street. I think posh to me it sounds like laziness. Right? Huh? Yeah, the same thing as well. Yeah. All right. So, well, what's called the kippah, tishvav, a different story. Then you can even wear socks. Okay, chadish haltat, hold. You shouldn't wear any shoes whatsoever. Right? Even plastic shoes. Yeah. Of stamazay, lechayr to wear Crocs. For myself, the poskim say slippers because over here there's a shtickle mishnah bura says mikolsh ken shleivshin sandal va'ekev magula psa open zelcha open shoes. Yeah. Says all that is unacceptable. So lechayr zelcha such kind of shoes a person wears in his house, slippers and these sort of things. Lechayr seem to be called Mishabura as Nishai Oiska Halton to wear them for davening. Okay. Yeah. Good.